Good morning. My guest this morning is Candace Mackey from the Redwood Arts Council. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning, Roland. How are you?
I'm great. And you?
I'm very well. Thanks.
We are talking about the Real Vocal String Quartet, very nice name, mm-hmm. who are going to be playing at the Occidental Center for the Arts on April 12th at 8 p.m. So these are local people. Who are they?
Yeah, it's a string quartet. It is a traditional string quartet, two violins, viola, and cello. These ladies are all from the Bay Area, and the quartet began with the violinist Irene Sazer. She wanted to combine her musical passions of chamber music and improvising, composing, and singing. And she is an ex-member of the Turtle Island Quartet. A lot of people may know that they also do a lot of kind of cross-genre classical music right now. Actually, we're hosting them next season, but they worked on a John Coltrane project and a couple other jazz projects. So she came from that stock and then took her own kind of creative ideas and created this string quartet who also sings.
I was going to ask you why a string quartet would be called the Real Vocal String Quartet.
Right. So what they've done, and your listeners can check on the website, there's a couple links to some amazing videos, is they've taken unique arrangements that they've made themselves, and mostly Irene does it, is my understanding. There's other people in the group, such as Alyssa Rose, who also does arrangements, but they take melodies or songs or things that they enjoy, and they arrange them for vocal quartet and or string quartet or both at the same time.
Uh-huh.
So they can be playing and be singing at the same time.
Really?
Oh yeah, there's a great version of Machine that's on right now for them. But she did send me some program examples that I think sound amazing. Alyssa arranged a song that she calls Falling Polska, and it's a Swedish piece and performed on strings, but also has bell-like vocal sounds. And it's a Swedish dance that's in three, with the emphasis on the three. And then they also travel to places like Mali, or they've arranged a piece from an original fiddle piece by Rose, and it ends up sounding like Baroque music and sometimes jazz. And so they've the most exciting part is they'll take a break in the middle, and they do one song completely improvised on the spot that night. Only happens that night. So what you're witnessing is kind of a different idea to approaching classical music. They're all classically trained.
Like improvisational theater, right?
Exactly.
Calling from the audience, give us a subject, that sort of thing.
Exactly. And it calls back to times actually during real house concerts and palaces in the high classical era, Mozart's time, where they probably would be called upon to say, I want a mazurka in the key of bleh.
Right.
And they would have to come up with it on the spot.
So and it would take Mozart at least 6 seconds to come up with
it. Well, Mozart, yes. But the musicians themselves would have to arrange and come and put the piece together on the spot for the dancers
or
for the pleasure of their patrons.
Uh-huh.
So this kind of harkens back to that. Or else, you don't get paid. So it's really nice that they're bringing it back to that, but also crossing genres and bringing melodies from different cultures in order to kind of move the classical genre into another era, I believe.
Well, certainly influenced by the Turtle Island String Quartet.
Yes.
That is a wild influence.
It is. It is. And I think that she has now even gone beyond that with these other three women who are just unique and talented in their own ways and moving forward.
I suspect that that's a trend in music that's going to continue.
Yes.
What can we call it?
I think it's multicultural melody use. I mean, that's really what Yo-Yo Ma did in putting together the Silk Road and things like that. It's happening more and more often. But they also do bluegrass tunes and things like that as well.
Candace, thanks as usual for coming in. Let's tell the people that the latest offering from the Redwood Arts Council is the Real Vocal String Quartet. That's April 12th, 8 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts. For information, 874-1124 online, redwoodarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.